We used to load the sugar beet up there, just beyond the good shed there. There's a ramp that you can go up, or was, where they park the cars near at the Melton station, and the trucks along the side, and you could fork use the sugar beet into the truck. And my father came up there one afternoon, winter's afternoon, about 3 o'clock, I suppose it was, with the last load, and went to three or four, a bit later than that probably. Went with the last load of the day to put in the truck, ready to go to the sugar factory. And just as he'd sort of undone the tailboard of the cart and got ready to use a special fork for the job, throw the beet in, a good strain came through and just blew off steam just at the wrong moment, just as it was going past the awesome cart, and of course he took fright and went galloping down the road, and they never stopped him till he got to school. Some the baker, a local baker, he was still delivering bread at that time of the day, with his pony and trap, and he heard this cart coming up the road, you see, and he was about puffed out by then, in any case, pulling that and running. So he stopped him just as the last two or three sugar beet rolled out the back of the car. So the father was, I don't know what time it was pitch dark before he got home, but he had to go back, couldn't afford to lose all these beet in any case. Had to work his way all the way back to the station, picking them up, throwing them on the cart, and then when he got there, he had to throw them out in the truck again. So, yeah. So the horses were a little bit of a trial at times.